With that, it is our honor to invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be speaking about Shaheed Mutahhari, the teacher of the Islamic Revolution. We invite him with a humble Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Bari'il Khala'iq Ajma'in, wa Ba'ithil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القرشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله. السلام عليك يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله يا جعفر ابن محمد الصادق ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers and sisters, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this tawfiq again to be with you in SOQ. And before everything, our condolences to our beloved brother, Sheikh Ali, due to the demise of his respected father, brother Parviz Ali, rahmatullahi alayh. We all owe brother Sheikh Ali, me personally, and maybe you, and it was, you know, heart-wrenching for us to hear about his loss. And you know, waladu salih, the righteous children, will be the continuous charity for their parents. And I deeply believe that as long as our brother Sheikh Ali is fighting for Islam, struggling for Islam, sacrificing everything for the path of Islam and Islamic Revolution, his father, inshallah, will be benefited in Barzakh. Because we know that he was a brilliant father, brilliant husband, brilliant mu'min, and a fair and just judge. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fairly judge him, inshallah. And as I said, since we owe our brother Sheikh Ali, inshallah, we will perform our duty by doing dua and salawat and nudur for his father. And we begin this with the Al-Fatiha qablaha as-salatu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Tonight we're going to talk about the one of the greatest figures of the Islamic movement of the Iranian people and the people in our region, Shaheed Mutahhari. First of all, Shaheed Mutahhari is the manifestation of the success of the Irfani path of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini opened a highway for the people to come and to get to the highest levels of spirituality. Because before Imam Khomeini, there were great people, great personalities, brilliant figures in the history of the Shi'i school of thought. But when it came to the Irfan and the spirituality, many of those great people would show us a narrow path for some chosen people who could reach the destination with many difficulties. Imam Khomeini, he believed, strongly believed, according to Islam, that by an Islamic and pure society, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be a narrow path. It would be a highway. And his students, Islamic students, warriors in the battlefronts, so on and so forth, they proved this. One of those is Shahid Mutahhari, rahmatullah alayh. He has a book in Farsi, it is called Elali Girayesh Bimaddigari. I believe that many of our brothers and sisters could manage to read this book, inshallah. In the introduction of this book, because of which he was martyred, and he got martyred by those extremist groups, he says, in the beginning of my education in Hawza, I suffered from many difficulties and ambiguities and frustration. He mentions the names of some of his teachers, and when he comes to the mentioning Qum, he says, what? I read the Farsi text, and I know that you understand this Farsi, but I need the final line of this text. He says that در سالهای اول مهاجرت به قم که هنوز از مقدمات عربی فارغ نشده بودم چنان در این اندیشه ها غرق بودم که شدیداً میل به تنهایی در من پدید آمده بود. He says that when I started to come to Qum, in the beginning I had so many thoughts, frustrations, and I didn't know what to do, and I had this strong tendency to isolation. I was always alone, he said. I couldn't, tolerate anyone, until he says this. Yes. He says, اما درس اخلاقی که به وسیله شخصیت محبوبم در هر پنجشنبه و جمعه گفته می شد و در حقیقت درس معارف و سیر و سلوک بود، نه اخلاق به مفهوم خشک عملی، مرا سرمست می کرد. Here he talks about a special اخلاق ethics lesson in Qum, delivered by a person on Thursday and Friday. Shahid Mutahhari says that I could find what I was searching for years in the akhlaq lessons of this person. He says the lesson was on Thursday and Friday, but I was under influence of this lesson until the next Thursday and Monday. Look how strong was this lesson. Because sometimes we, watch a clip of Ayatollah Behjat, or others, and for moments, we are under some influence. Yes, we say, oh Allah, I repent to you, astaghfirullah. But after that, we go back to the, factory configurations. But Shahid Mutahhari says, for 4 or 5 days, I was fully under the influence of that lesson. And he says, my personality and characteristics were created by those lessons. And he says, what? I continued to sit before this person for 12 years. And says, what? راستی که او روح قدسی الهی بود. And indeed, he was the Holy Spirit of God. That person. And it doesn't mention the name, because it was in the time of the regime of Shah, and it was forbidden to say anything about Imam Khomeini, mentioning his name, let alone glorifying him. So he just, gives us this direction. Ruh Qudsi Elohi. He was Ruhullah. Shahid Mutahhari, He says that if you see this mutahhari with these characteristics, with these qualities, it is because of that person in Qum. For 12 years, I was a student in his lesson. So Shahid Mutahhari is one of the fruits of the tree of Islamic movement by Imam Khomeini. It is so important. Because in the time of Shahid Mutahhari, you know, there were some other colleagues, other students. They really wanted the path of akhlaq and irfan, and they did great job on those paths. But the path of Shahid Mutahhari was fully dedicated to serving Islam. Fully. And with ma'rifah. And because of the promise of Imam Khomeini, that if you step in this path, you will be succeeded. And Shahid Mutahhari fulfilled this. After all, he got martyred and reached the highest levels. It is said, it is narrated by his wife, the wife of Shahid Mutahhari. She says, in the final year of his life, there was an afternoon, and Shahid Mutahhari received a phone call, and she says that I was looking at him. He was smiling and saying something to the person on the other side. And after all, after the end of the call, I asked him, who was that and what happened? Because you're so happy. Shahid Mutahhari first, he was denying and was, you know, didn't want to say what happened. But she says, I insisted so much. And he said, it was Allama Tabatabai. Allama Tabatabai told me, Shahid Mutahhari says, that last night I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw Mawlana Sayyid al-Shuhada Abu Abdullah and Hussein alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And Allama Tabatabai, he says, I asked Abu Abdullah about the status and about the condition of Shahid Mutahhari. How is Shahid Mutahhari in your eyes? Allama Tabatabai tells Shahid Mutahhari that Abu Abdullah in his dream told me three times that Mr. Mutahhari is one of our friends. One of our friends. So, this is why you see Imam Khomeini, it is, you know, unprecedented in the history of Irfan, maybe. When he was talking to the warriors of the war between Iran and Saddam, he would tell other people that, okay, Ya Ubad, Ya Zuhad, you did a great job. You've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 50 years, for 40 years. Okay, it's very good. Now come and read the will of this shuhada. And see this 20-year-old person, 18-year-old person, how he talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without knowing all those sophisticated concepts of Irfan. This is the path of Imam Khomeini. Shahid Mutahhari rahmatullah alayh is really a role model for us, especially for those who study in Hosa. Brothers and sisters, if today Islamic revolution has a meaning for us, a big part of that is because of Shahid Mutahhari. Because in that day and age, in Iran, not just in Iran, in Pakistan, in Iraq, in India, in this part of the world, there was a huge conflict between the Islamic tradition and the Western hegemony of the modernity that was coming to our region. Many of people, they surrendered to the Western ideology. They couldn't tolerate it. They couldn't, you know, remain Muslim and in the same time a modern human being in this age. And many people, they try to fight it back. You know, you have Sayyid Jamal Asadabad, you have Sayyid Qutb, you have Muhammad Abdu, you have Hassan al-Banna, you have Abu al-Ala al-Mawdudi, you have Iqbal in Pakistan, and you have Imam Khomeini and his companions in Iran. You cannot bring another example like Shahid Mutahhari, who could fully comprehend what they are saying and strongly defend the legacy of Islam in front of them. Because, you know, he had a unique quality. He was a great philosopher and he was an absolute mujtahid, without any doubt. When he was young, in his thirties, because he was a student of Ayatollah Burujerdi and then Imam Khomeini and other great scholars in Qom. And by this quality, he started to explain a society, a life in which we can remain Muslim and mu'min, and in the same time we live in this new era. And it was unique because many people failed to deliver this. You know, what is the root of the Salafism? Salafism, especially the Ikhwani Salafism, initiated from Egypt, they wanted to do this too, but they failed. Look at the consequence of Ikhwani branch of Salafism. What you see in Turkey, what you see in many regions of this, in our region. The only meaningful understanding of Islam which could really stand against the brutality of the Western civilization and in the same time do not bring us back to 1400 years ago, it was the ideology of Shahid Mutahhari. Rahmatullah Ali. And you know what happened? Shahid Mutahhari, they made, you know, so many accusations against him, unfortunately. They called him Sunni, they called him this and that, because he believed in the idea of Wahda, a unity of the Islamic nation. Some people within the school of Ahlul Bayt, they would offend Shahid Mutahhari. And they continue to do that even until now. But they couldn't understand the secret behind the idea of Imam Khomeini and Shahid Mutahhari. They couldn't understand the reality behind the strategy of unity. And maybe now, after all of what happened in Palestine, maybe now they figured out what is really happening. You know, before this conflict between Iran and Israel, the Zionist regime, and before the operation of the true promise, Al-Wa'adu Sadiq, you know, there were two group of people against the Islamic resistance in the region. First of them, from Sunni school of thought, especially Salafi school of thought, especially those people who were upset with what happened in Syria. They started to say that Iran is just, you know, doing performative actions, doing nothing, just saying words, yeah? And the other group were within the school of Ahlul Bayt. And they would offend us too. They will tell us what? You've done everything for the cause of Palestine, and now they are insulting you. Yeah? And after all, now, the first group within the Sunni school of thought, they realized that not Erdogan and all those useless muftis of Saudi Arabia and all those big name leaders, they didn't do anything for the Palestinian people. The president or prime minister, I'm not sure, of Colombia is much more useful than every single one of these people. So there is a question for the Sunni school of thought, that why, and if you read the comments, you know, in Al Jazeera, in the Arabic media outlets, you see this. Why are all these Shia people helping Palestine? Why? It's a big question, brothers and sisters. This is the greatest question of our time. And the second group, people within the Shi'i school of thought, after they saw that people are starting asking questions about the path of Amir al-Mu'minin Ahlul Bayt, they maybe came to this realization that yes, the ideology and the path of Imam Khomeini was right. Because with insulting and offending the other side, you will get nothing. What have you done for the school of Ahlul Bayt? We ask. For years, you've accused us of abandoning the roots of the school of Ahlul Bayt. What have you done for this? Where is your legacy? And you know what, brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to expose them. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Those people who remain steadfast, they say that our Lord is Allah and remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them down His angels to tell them what? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Now, don't be afraid and don't be sad. This is what is happening now. But the foundation of what is happening now was built by Shahid Mutahhari 40, 50, 60 years ago. And this is why now you, as a member and as a lover of this, you know, Islamic movement of resistance, you can loudly say, I believe in this kind of Islam, because it is really completely in line with the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. And now it is the manifestation. 40,000 civilians killed in Gaza. Thousands of people still under the rubble. And there is nothing in the Arab world. Nothing, brothers and sisters. There are just some comments in social media. Just some comments. How many more people should be killed so you are awake? You cannot. By your ideology, that you believe that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum, and the example of ulil amr is your kings and, you know, lifetime presidents and these people, you cannot do anything. Yes. Arab world, with respect, they cannot do anything. The only people who can rise up and speak out against this cruelty and against this oppression are just those people who believe in the path of Imam Khomeini and no one else. Even those people in Palestine, people of the resistance in Palestine, yes, they are Sunni brothers. Maybe Orthodox Sunnis. But because they believed in this path, they could do something. A big thing. And we admire them. They are sacrificing everything. This is alarming for the powers in this world. So I think we've got to be so much ready for that. After this operation, we've got to go back to Shahid Mutahhari and start to, you know, lecture people with this brilliant ideology of Islamic revolution. This is, as you watched the words of Aga now, he said what? It is not about the missiles, how many we launched, how many hit the occupied land of Palestine. No. This is the willpower of the Islamic revolution. This is what is the real meaning behind this operation. Your will, your determination, your ideology, not your missiles. And we owe this to Shahid Mutahhari. 60 years ago, when it was so difficult to talk about a societal Islam, to talk about a political Islam, he stood up against all those people and started to teach people the political Islam, societal Islam, and the connection between the Islam and Hayat and the life. And we've got to continue this. We are the students of Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. We have to continue this. And you know, this strategy of Imam Khomeini is not something from him. It is from Imam al-Sadiq. Because in the time of Imam al-Sadiq, it was the first moment that Shia could talk about its borders, could talk about its differences in jurisprudence, in theology, in philosophy. Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi did this, and in the same time, he used that strong and heavy strategy of taqiyya. So he did this, but nothing happened. Nothing major happened to the followers of Imam al-Sadiq. And what was the consequence? The consequence of the efforts of Imam al-Sadiq was in the time of Imam al-Askari and Imam al-Hadi. The population of Shia community multiplied 3 times, 4 times. This is the strategy of Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. So, inshallah, we've got to go back to this legacy. As I always say here, Imam Khomeini is not just political statements. Imam Khomeini is a thought, is a spirit. Imam Khomeini is Adab al-Salat, Chehel Hadith, Misbah al-Hidayah. And Imam Khomeini is Imam Khomeini of Maghreb America. Yes. You've got to receive the whole package. If not, you will join the Salafism. Within the Shia school of thought, yeah. You will join the Salafism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, strengthen the arms of the resistance all over the world, inshallah ar-Rahman. Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, is the person who resurrected the name of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn salamullahi alayhi. Because after Karbala and after Ashura, in the time of Imam al-Sajjad and in the beginning of the time of Imam al-Baqir salamullahi alayhima, it was so difficult to talk about the trials and turbulences that all Allah went through in the plains of Karbala. But Imam al-Sadiq, along all of his other efforts for Islam and the school of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he started to talk about Mawlana Sayyid al-Shuhada Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. The big part of our narrations about Sayyid al-Shuhada is from Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. If you go to Kamil al-Ziyara, Kamil al-Ziyarat, the famous book of Ibn Qulaway, rahmatullahi alayhi, you see that the majority of the narrations is from who? Abu Abdullah Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. If it wasn't because of him, we wouldn't know Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. So if you now know Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, if you are familiar to name of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, it is because Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi. It is narrated that yes, and Harun ibn Kharij and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq qal, kunna indahu. We were with Imam al-Sadiq, one of the narrators, one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq says, we were with Imam al-Sadiq, فَذَكَرَنَا الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and he started to talk about Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. فَبَكَى عَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَبَكِينَ, and Imam al-Sadiq started to weep, and we wept with him on Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ فَقَالَ, and he raised his head and looked at us and said, قَالَ الْحُسَيْنُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, Imam al-Sadiq narrates from Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, قَالَ الْحُسَيْنُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَنَا قَتِيلُ الْعَبَرَ, I am the martyr, the killed of the tears. لَا يَذْكُرُنِي مُؤْمِنٌ إِلَّا بَكَى, مُؤْمِنِين, مُؤْمِنِين, they do not remember me unless, except they shed tears on me. And in another narration, and Dawood al-Ridqi, he says, قَالْ كُنْتُ عِنْدَ عَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِذَا اسْتَسْقَ الْمَاءِ, we were with Abi Abdullah Imam al-Sadiq, and he asked for a drop of water. فَلَمَّا شَرِبَهُ رَأَيْتُهُ قَدْ اسْتَعَبَ, and when he started drinking that water, he started to weep. وَغْرَوْرَقَتْ عَيْنَاهُ بِدُمُوعِهِ, and his holy eyes filled with his tears. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِي يَا دَاوُدُ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ قَاتِلَ الْحُسَيْنِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, may Allah curse the killer of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. وَمَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ شَرِبَ الْمَا فَذَكَرَ الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَأَهْلَ بَيْتِهِ وَلَعَنَ قَاتِلَهُ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ 100,000 حَسَنَةً, and whoever drinks a drop of water and remembers the name of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein and his companions and his Ahlul Bayt and curses the killers of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, whoever does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him 100,000 good deeds. وَحَتَّ عَنْهُ 100,000 سَيَّةً, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase for him 100,000 sins. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ 100,000 دَرَجَةً وَكَأَنَّمَا عَتَقَ 100,000 نَسَمَةً وَحَشَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ ثَلِجَ الْفَارِدِ. This is the greatness of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. This is the Thursday night, Laylatul Jum'ah. This is the special night for the ziyar of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. And we say to our Mawla and Sayyid Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad in al-Sadiq that, Ya Mawlai, we know that those ruthless rulers disrespected you, because you know for several times they would come to the house of Imam al-Sadiq and they would arrest him, and without imamah and the turban and the na'alain and shoes, they would bring him to the Khalifa. Ya Allah. This was Imam al-Sadiq. We know that Mawlana they have disrespected you, but we learned from you that la yawmika yawmika ya Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. Sallallahu alayka ya Ashura, Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, when he fell down from his horse and he was breathing the last breath, Shimr la'natullah alayhi ordered his soldiers to loot the tents of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. This was the moment Abi Abdullah called Ya Shi'ata al-Abi Sufyan. إن لم تكن لكم دينان فكونوا أحرارا في دنياكم. I'm fighting with you. This is not my family. This is not my women and children. Come to me. When Shimr heard this, said yes. He's right. Go to Hussein. And they rushed to Abi Abdullah al-Husayn with their swords, with the stone, with the spear. It was the moment the Lady Zainab was watching his brother's body mutilated. Ya Allah. And she shouted, Ya Rasulallah, Salla alayka malikul samayam, Hada Husaynayan bil Arab, Maslubul imamat wal radab, Mughatsaun adab. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفناك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى ورحمة الله وبركاته إلهي بجعفر بن محمد الصادق يا الله 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 اللهم اجعلنا من خلص شيعة أمير المؤمنين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والصهاينة والمنافقين
اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحسين بكرملا اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير عوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه ورحمة الله وبركاته رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.